Okay, listeners, welcome back to the broadcast. That first hour was a replay of yesterday's show. Because of the severity of the CAFTA vote, certainly that's an important direction, an extension of NAFTA, an extension of GATT, WTO, UN system, listeners. That's what it is. I've only been yapping about it for 9 years, and I'm sorry it's the way it is. Dennis the Menace has been very, very busy today, and he's been very active in getting information up there. Darren and I were doing some work as well on the website with current information and directions, but Dennis has really hit the jackpot today. Also, I see that internet traffic is down in Asia, according to Bill, and here we have these controlled directions because of Y2K, wiring the world for totalitarian control, emanating from the UN system. So much going on. We're going to have Don with us representing Republic Trading. We have the Republic Trading logo on our website now as we move into this new direction to bring this product to you, the opportunity to purchase gold and silver from Don at Republic Trading. She'll be on for a few minutes after the first commercial pause to introduce herself and give out the phone number so you can support this network by supporting Republic Trading listeners. Having done research myself into networks and what it takes to run a network, I don't envy John Stadmiller and Sandra. I don't envy them in their responsibility. I know the responsibility that is involved in running a network, and you have to support it because this is the last outpost for freedom information that we have. And I've done the research. This is the one place right now to be. And as it was growing, I was watching and observing and listening to people that were talking about it. And here I am on this network. So it's very, very important to support here all the products, donations, whatever it takes to make this operation grow. Because without this direction, what are we going to do after that? What are we going to do? A large listenership is here. With that knowledge, you out there getting this information for free, think about when it's gone, if it goes, what you're going to do. So you have to support this with your donations, with your purchasing of products, with your support of Republic Trading, gold and silver. Much important directions here at Republic Broadcasting. We have a lot of information. We're going to have Dave Wilson. We have the new solutions section on the website. And Dave is the first person to be introduced in the solutions section. If you have solutions, listeners, that you think are viable and directed, and if they get past my volunteers that are part of my staff, we'll put you in the solutions section. We all have to work towards those solutions. The Hegelian dialectic directs everything today. And if you don't know much about Hegel, it's certainly on the website AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K, not a C. AmericanExpose.com. AmericanExpose.com. We'll be back with Don from Republic Trading momentarily, and then on with the show with Dave Wilson. Stay with us. I'm Chris Gerner with American Exposé. That's the broadcast. Anytime throughout any broadcast I do, we may be interrupted with John Stadmiller with his thoughts, and he's more than welcome to come on. Whether we do or not, I'm not sure, but we're joined with Don from Republic Trading. Don, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, my privilege to have you with us, and certainly you're the new gold and silver lady.
Well, I've been getting a lot of phone calls for Robbie, and I thought it'd be about time to come on with an announcement and just let people know that I'm the person now that they talking to when they call that number. And, you know, there's some changes going on here, and there's also a pledge drive going on. And if you call me looking for some medals, I'll be happy to help you. And whatever you do, whatever you spend will go towards helping keep this network on the air.
And what is that phone number?
The number here is 1-800-691-7898.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 800-691-7898, 800-691-7898. And you'll be talking to Don, and you've been receiving phone calls, and everything seems to be flowing okay for you?
Everything seems to be going fine right now, you know. I just want to let the listeners know, too, that I actually work at my home here, so if they want to give me a call early evening, that's okay also. And I'm Eastern time.
Very, very good. And you'll be with us at 3 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday and Thursday on this broadcast to give updates and announcements, and we'll look forward to that, Don.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Don. Bye-bye. 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. The Republic Trading logo is on our website now, AmericanExpose.com. And, you know, we have to work together however we do it. And this is what it's all about. The confusion about CAPT is amazing, enormous. I've received some troubling emails about this confusing direction. That's why I played the first hour today, the second hour yesterday. This Monday broadcast that was done yesterday will be replayed Friday as I have a doctor's appointment. So after that, it should be pretty easy to flow along starting next week. Dave, are you with me? Okay, we don't have Dave yet. Let's connect some dots to this weirdness that we have today. We have 2020 governance, and this is a large setup that we live today. The confusing directions are very, very apparent. There's another group, which is, and I'm not sure where that is at this point, but 2020 governments, AB is an international consultancy practice that has a mission to become the global thought leader in the formulation and deployment of bespoke public and corporate governance solutions. Headquartered in Stockholm, Sweden, which is the headquarters of homosexualism, as far as I can see. It also has offices in London. There's Rothschild's, Bank of London in Berlin, Boston and Pretoria. They have offices in, once again, Stockholm, Sweden, London, Boston, and Pretoria. They say that the world of corporate business is changing and ushering in a new era of corporate responsibility and accountability in which successful companies need to demonstrate how they are making or managing risks, maintaining control of their business, and providing quality services to their consumers and customers. Corporate governance is an increasingly used term to cover the overall umbrella of issues that incorporates not only initiatives to avoid corporate scandal, but also new quality-led initiatives to improve fundamental controls within a business. This is just one of the mega bureaucracies that are being created, and this is what I'm covering here that Dennis has put up, and he was he's just been very, very busy. The other one that I want to make sure you hear about is IMF World Bank 50 years is enough. Now, this is a perfect example about the Hegelian dialectic, listeners, that we live today. They say 50 years is enough. U.S. Network for Global Economic Justice is a coalition of over 200 U.S. grassroots women's solidarity, faith-based policy, social and economic justice, youth labor and development organizations dedicated to the profound transformation of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. The network works in solidarity with over 185 international partner organizations in more than 65 countries. Through education and action, the network is committed to transforming the international financial institutions, policies, and practices, to ending the outside imposition of neoliberal economic programs, and to making the development process democratic and accountable. We were founded in 1994 on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the founding of the World Bank and IMF. Keep in mind, the World Bank was at one time called the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. And they say they focus on action-oriented economic literacy training, public mobilization and policy advocacy. 50 years is enough, they say. U.S. Network for Global Economic Justice. How? My jaw is locking up, checking all this out, listeners. And it's how he finds this information, which is so vital for all of us. And they say network platform and demands to the IMF and World Bank. We'll cover this some more. But right now, we want to talk about solutions. We have Dave Wilson with us. Dave, welcome to the broadcast.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Yes.
It's a real honor being on the air with you, and I want to thank you for all your great work over the years in educating the people in the cause of individual liberty and freedom.
Well, thank you very, very much, Dave. And long time no speak, you know. All of a sudden, here I'm back, and so many people didn't know where I went.
Well, it's just like old times, isn't it?
It sure is. And yet, the situations over the few years that we haven't spoken have increasingly become worse and worse and worse.
Oh, yes.
And you've been in your direction of trying to help people. Maybe you can explain a little bit about what you've been trying to do in helping certain individuals out there that you make your services available to everyone at this point.
Well, I can't make my services available to quite everyone, okay? In other words...
You have a pick and choose.
Well, people need to understand exactly what their status is, Chris, and that word status is extremely important because by various actions, such as signature on a voter registration application or a bank account application, you have probably unknowingly and unwittingly surrendered your sovereignty to the United States Congress as a 14th Amendment citizen of the United States. Now, there are two classes of citizens in this country, a state citizen and a federal citizen. But to understand what is a federal citizen, one first has to understand the definition of United States. Would you want to be considered a citizen of the United States when United States is defined in Title 28 of the United States Code, that is Section 3002, Definitions, and that's Paragraph 15. It says United States means a federal corporation, A, that's, and then B, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or C, an instrumentality of the United States. Which would you want to be, Chris? Citizen of some corporation subject to Congress? I don't think so.
Now, this documentation is on our website. We're looking at Title 28, Section 3002. Is that correct?
That's not on your website.
Oh, yeah. It's on my website. Dave, it's on my website.
Title 28 is?
Title 28, Section 3002 is on my website.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I've forgotten. It's been a while.
And keep this in mind, listeners, that you can go look at this yourself right now. And I make it perfectly clear that the United States is the United Nations. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund. You can document that right on the website. And receives no compensation as governor from the United States, which is a federal corporation. And there's where we are.
And by the way, Title 28 is judiciary and judicial procedure, and it is positive law.
Uh-huh.
And it comes under Part 6, Particular Proceedings, Chapter 176, Federal Debt Collection Procedure.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Okay, I would like to recommend to everyone that they check this other website out, supremelaw.org.
Mm-hmm.
That's Paul Andrew Mitchell, who is he's a private attorney general, by the way, and he's a federal witness. And you can click on and download and print out 31 questions and answers about the Internal Revenue Service. Okay, because we also know, Chris, the so-called IRS is nothing but a collections agency for a private bank cartel called the Federal Reserve. And there's nothing federal about it, nothing reserve about it.
Yeah, and there's the bottom line. The unfortunate bottom line, listeners. We'll be back with Dave Wilson, connecting these dots under the solution section of AmericanExpose.com. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. I'm Chris Gerner with American Exposé. The full U.S. code is in other links of our website in the History and Law section. The U.S. code is there for you to view the laws that are in place as they keep multiplying. Dave, continue with your direction. I'm going to have to cut us short today because of John Stadmiller needing to come on at the bottom of the hour, but we'll do this some more as we have a four-hour broadcast on Thursday, and we can do some more of this on Thursday.
Okay, Chris. Well, at the outset, I'd like to stress that it is the responsibility of each man and woman to make their own determinations of their legal relationships, to determine the governing principles of their lives, to make the truth their own from primary sources so that they won't have to rely on anyone's uninformed opinions, also known as propaganda. So it's really each one's free will choice whether they will be ruled by God's laws or be ruled by tyrants. And remembering that life is like a horse, either you ride it or it will ride you. You can substitute government for a horse. And should questions arise, please consult your lawgiver and seek competent, effective counsel. Liberty is the right to choose. Freedom results in making the right choice. And on Paul Andrew Mitchell's 31 Questions and Answers, how about question number one? Is the Internal Revenue Service an organization within the U.S. Department of the Treasury? The answer, no. The IRS is not an organization within the United States Department of the Treasury. The U.S. Department of the Treasury was organized by statutes now codified in Title 31 of the United States Code. The only mention of the IRS anywhere in 31 U.S.C. 301 through 310 is an authorization for the President to appoint an Assistant General Counsel in the U.S. Department of the Treasury to be the Chief Counsel for the IRS. That's at 31 U.S.C. 301 F2. So, how about number two? If not an organization within the U.S. Department of the Treasury, then what exactly is the IRS? Answer, the IRS appears to be a collection agency working for foreign banks and operating out of Puerto Rico under color of the Federal Alcohol Administration. But that Federal Alcohol Administration was promptly declared unconstitutional inside the 50 states of the U.S. in the Supreme Court case of U.S. v. Constantine, that was 1935, because prohibition had already been repealed. How about that, Chris?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You betcha. So, if not part of the Department of the Treasury, per se,
IMF.
Then every IRS notice and whatever that I have seen sent to people plainly shows on their letterhead Department of Treasury Internal Revenue Service. And that will amount to one count of mail fraud. So how many counts of mail fraud can you add up for 1 year?
Well, there's the problem is you're deep into this. Most people don't ever get that far into it, and there it is. They take us one at a time and deal with us. Look at Dixon Cannon, who is serving time in prison for not allowing What was the tax that he wasn't allowing his employees to pay?
Well, he stopped withholding.
There you go.
And the same with Al Thompson.
Right.
That Joe Bannister was helping. Joe Bannister just beat him.
Now, and here's the other thing. I hear disparaging words about Joe Bannister these days. And is he really on our side? See how this machine works.
Well, I would consider that kind of propaganda to be disinformation, misinformation, to discredit him.
Well, we need to get him on. I've invited him on in the past, and he hasn't responded, so...
Well, I would say he's been pretty darn busy with his court case and stuff, but I hope that he can come forward.
If he is the true hero that he is, or seems to be, we need more Joe Bannisters.
Yes, we do.
Now, obviously, there's heat on the IRS to disappear, and here we're going to have this consumption tax in the future. And how are we going to deal with that when we're dealing with debt and owed dollars? I mean, here it is. It's so big at this point. And once a nation is controlled by the monetary system, you know what I'm saying?
Well, anytime, Chris, anybody's rights are stomped on, whether it's a school board mandating vaccinations for your children,
mm-hmm.
which is up on your website, people need to check that affidavit of parental authority to refuse consent. But anytime your rights are being stomped on, the failure to object is fatal. And the failure to object timely is equally fatal. And I think I'm going to be doing a workshop in Northwest Arkansas next month. And an actual workshop, how to write a proper notice, how to write a proper affidavit, how to write a proper default, how to write a proper Freedom Information Act request.
Dave, what is the phone number to reach you?
Well, I'd hate to give my phone number out. It's unlisted. Up on your website, though, is my email.
Okay. And it's in the solution section?
Yes, sir.
We'll continue with this as we can, as this is a shortened broadcast today. But, Dave, I appreciate you being with us. And listeners, connect that dot to solutions on AmericanExpose.com. We'll be back with John Stadmiller. Stay with
us. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Dave.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay. Let me... Broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Kerner. Why do we do this? The ultimate goal is to wake up our sleeping brethren in this country to the deception we live today. Title 22, Chapter 35, Subchapter 1, Section 2551, Congressional Statement of Purpose. Listeners, the ultimate goal of the United States is a world which is free from the scourge of war and the dangers and burdens of armaments, in which the use of force has been subordinated to the rule of law, and in which international adjustments to a changing world are achieved peacefully. It is the purpose of this chapter to provide impetus toward this goal by addressing the problem of reduction and control of armaments, looking toward ultimate world disarmament. This is why we do this. When John arrives, just announce yourself, my friend. Secretary of State must have the capacity to provide the essential scientific, economic, political, military, psychological, and technological information upon which realistic arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament policy must be based. The Secretary shall have the authority under the direction of the President to carry out the following primary functions. Number one, the preparation for and management of United States participation in international negotiations and implementation fora in arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament field. Number two, the conduct, support, and coordination of research for arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament policy formulation. Number three, the preparation for, operation of, or direction of The United States participation in such arms control systems as may become part of the United States Arms Control, Nonproliferation, and Disarmament activities. Number four, the dissemination and coordination of public information concerning arms control, nonproliferation, and disarmament. See where they're going with all this, people. The bottom line is they want our firearms. They say the terms arms control and disarmament mean the identification, verification, inspection, limitation, control, reduction, or elimination of armed forces and armaments of all kinds under international agreement, including the necessary steps taken under such an agreement to establish an effective system of international control or to create and strengthen international organizations for the maintenance of peace. They talk about the term government agency means any executive department, commission, agency, independent establishment, corporation wholly or partly owned by the United States, which is an instrumentality of the United States, or any broad, board, bureau, division, service, office, officer, authority, administration, or other establishment in the executive branch of government. The point is this chapter, Title 22, Chapter 35, Section 2552, and other sections of this chapter are very, very important for you to research, listeners, because this is all about disarmament of this country and your firearms and mine. And that's the ultimate reason to have this network. And welcome to the broadcast, John.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, sorry about yesterday's screw-up. We had a problem down there at WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They were working on that transmitter down there since 9 o'clock in the morning. And Adam Locke down there, thanks, guy. He's the general manager down there. He's a real good guy. So they were working. We got you on yesterday for 20 minutes at least on that second hour.
Well, the listeners will get to hear the inaugural broadcast of American Exposé on Friday, a replay.
Okay, real good.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate that very much. Hey, look, Chris, I've got a particular favor to ask our listeners out there. It's been amazing. Your path and my path over the years have crossed. We were both on another network for a period of time, and things kind of went south there with personalities and people jockeying for time slots, and it was unfortunate.
Yes.
But here we are, both back on the same network and preceding my broadcast. I'll be back on the air, by the way, listeners out there, next Monday. Regular show slot from 4 to 6 p.m. Central on the National Intel Report. This has been a real strange 4 weeks, Chris.
I'll bet. Is that how long it's been? Only 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's only been, it was 4 weeks yesterday, and I had 8 busted ribs, a busted clavicle, a busted scapula, a hole in my head that it took 14 staples to put back together.
Oh, jeez.
And I got to tell you what, I am amazing people because the bones are almost mended. The mobility here is up, and people were asking me, Chris, did I have any great epiphanies? No, but I do have reaffirmed my love of life, what we are in this country, or what we're supposed to be, my love for this country because of its liberty and its freedom that it once had. And all it did was entrench me even more.
I notice when you have these kind of near-death experiences, you come through with a change, and I had that myself.
And it's fascinating. I mean, it affects people in different ways, but it was God's way of saying, hey, kid, I'm going to grab your attention here. I'm going to bend up you. I'm going to bend you up a little bit. But he was nice enough. He didn't even knock over my motorcycle. Have you ever heard anybody being in a motorcycle accident where the bike does not fall over and hit the ground?
What did it do, land on you?
No, it actually stuck in a dirt pile, and it was completely upright. I was the one that went flying.
Oh, jeez.
But at any rate...
And you don't remember a thing about it?
I don't remember anything until about the second day in the hospital. And they had me pumped up on morphine and different painkillers. I was moving about, and I didn't know how damaged I was, but about the third day I was moving about like I had banged my knee. Well, it wasn't until a few days after that where they got me off the morphine and everything else that it really started to hit home. And folks out there, if you ever injured a rib, ever separated cartilage from a rib and had to take that breath or that sneeze and you thought you were going to die, multiply that by 8. But I'll tell you what, there is something that's happening to me physically. I don't know what's going on here. I don't think I'm morphing into a butterfly or something, but physically I am on the mend faster than I've ever seen anybody mend. And but this put us behind the eight ball, Chris. We were at a very critical time. We just had our one-year anniversary, and that was June, I do believe, 18th. That was our one-year anniversary. Put the network together. We've got some very fine people here now with the network. But the problem with anything, any Patriot network in this country, the problem has always been money. Money,
yes.
Money, money, money. And we all know, folks, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to school you here on money and the need for it and to survive in this country. We all know that. And it was amazing that we did what we did with this network, the good talk show hosts that we have on this network, the amount of people listening, and it's all great. The problem being, we were a little bit behind the eight ball when I went down. I come back 4 weeks later, and we're really behind the eight ball. To the point, and by the way, Chris, I think I might have mentioned this the other day to you about the satellite. Last Monday, I get a letter from our satellite provider telling us, oh, by the way, we're going to cease operations with the old analog bird at the end of August. So sorry. Oh, and by the way, here was another one. We forgot to bill you for the last 7 months that you've been on, unbeknownst to me.
Ouch.
Sandra was very good. I'll tell you what, if you never needed anybody to balance your checkbook, here's the woman that could do it.
Uh-huh.
She pays every bill, and if it's not paid and it's sitting on her desk, she gets knots in her stomach over it. Well, she assumed that we'd already done a deal here with the satellite. It was out of her mind. She thought we prepaid it or paid a chunk of money up front. But the bottom line here is that they quit billing us last November, and then all of a sudden with the Dear John letter, and we're getting rid of the old analog technology, and oh, by the way, you owe us $12,000.
Ouch.
I called them up and I said, you people have got to be joking.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me, let me run to my cookie jar in my kitchen right now. I think I got 12, 13 grand laying in the cookie jar.
No, isn't that incompetence on their behalf?
Well, it is, but if you really look at it, it is still services rendered. They provided a service. We still owe for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
However they screw it up, you know, but ethically and in my book, morally, at the end of the day, it's still a service they provided, and we still owe for.
Sure.
But let me go back. Let me digress a little bit, and let me go back. Before the accident, we had a gentleman that has been working with the network for a couple of months, a very good guy by the name of Wayne Mueller. Wayne Mueller was one of the top guys with the NBA basketball team in Houston, the Houston Rockets. He was a six-figure salary guy. He hated what he was doing and walked away from it. Now, this is a guy that was smart enough to go into the big New York sports market. If anybody out there knows sports or anything connected with it, you hit a New York sports market, you're in like Flint. So at any rate, he was tired of the phoniness, the drive for money. Everything was superficial. He walked away from it.
Hmm.
He heard Republic Broadcasting, and he was listening to the broadcast, knew what we were doing, knew the mission we were on. This man has joined our team. Now, part of his job is to set up a sales team and a business infrastructure inside this network to make it pay the bills every single month, which we were well on our way of doing before my little month-long hiatus here.
Yes.
Make a long story short, Chris, we have the ability now, with the infrastructure that's being set up and the business plan that's going on inside this network right now, we're looking to never, ever have to ask the listening audience for one single penny. Now that's bottom line, and that's a fact. But here's our problem. Since my little hiatus, and that put us behind the eight ball, and a couple other large outstanding bills, here is the true bottom line. If we do not get out from under this spot that we're in right now, by the end of August, we'll be forced to shut our doors. Now, we're incurring the added expense of going out and setting up another satellite so people aren't left in the dark out there, our friends on the low-power systems out there, so on and so forth. You folks will not be left behind. The analog technology is going bye-byes. The major Pan Am Sat and all these guys, end of the year, is all going to be completely gone. Nothing wrong with the service, mind you. But they want you to buy the $5,000, $7,000 ABC Star Guide or whatever the case may be.
Now, is that what's going to happen now when we get away from analog? They're going to have to buy new receivers?
Well, and what I'm going to do initially, what I'm going to do is use the KU band. The KU, if we've got radio stations out there that want to pick up programming, we don't have to spend $3,000-$4,000 with the ABC Star Guide digital stuff. No.
Mm-hmm.
For $200-$250, they can buy the dish, the LNB, the horn, the satellite box, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is also can be used by listeners out there that live in apartments and buildings. And, you know, these 6 and 8 foot dishes, they were nice, but they were a little large. But here's the good news. For those people that still have those analog things and they don't want to dig up the dish in their front or backyard or whatever the case may be,
right.
Maybe it's part of a low power, they can simply replace the feed horn on that particular satellite dish. And guess what? Bingo, they're back in business.
Oh, good.
All right, so this is not disastrous, but it comes at a time where we need we were taking these steps to get where we want to go, and we just had a little series of setbacks. But in actuality and reality, if we do not get out from behind this eight ball in the next now 6 days, projections are we'll have to shut the doors at the end of August. Now, that somebody might scratch their head, Chris, and go, well, wait a minute. He's saying he's got people in there with business plans and he's going to be able to make money. How come he can't make it another 30 days? Well, it's called you be behind in your checkbook. Try writing that check to make a purchase and see what happens to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Everything revolves around money. And I will tell the listeners out there, we are real, real frugal with our dollars. I can mention other networks right now and the overhead that they're spending on what they're doing. And with the effect that we have and the amount of people that we're reaching out there, Chris, it's phenomenal, and we've played this real, real close to the vest. So we're not out there living the life of Riley. No, we're not having champagne cocktail parties out there every night after work. No. We're honest, hardworking people here. Every cent that this network makes, it goes right back into the network. Nobody's building any safe houses here in Honduras or something like that. So all the money is going back into the network, and that is the philosophy that I set this network up in. The profits that it's making are going back in to expand it every single day because we've got a mission here, Chris, and we're getting short of time.
Absolutely, and it's most commendable that you've pulled it off as I've monitored what you've been doing and tried to do my thing. And there's just nobody to work with that I could find, and you've done it. So
well, and the thing, Chris, and here's the thing, and a lot of people are missing this point. We're on this fast track and this fast road here for recovery and to restore the constitutional republic. Well, a lot of people are forgetting something on the way to this wonderful mission. We're going to only be able to do this with good people. And what I mean by that is you've got to be pure of heart and not a charlatan, not just some schmuck out there that can talk fast and sound good. We're surrounding this ourselves at this network with talk show hosts and personnel that work at this network with good people. I don't care anybody in life, Chris. First of all, I look at the person. They may be a superstar, a football player. They may be the best lawyer on the face of the earth, or they might be the best at whatever their field is. But I must and have to, as example, and also for other reasons, of course, but to only get the best people in here. If you want to attract the people out there and you want the message to ring true, you can't have it coming out of a charlatan's face. That's bottom line. You know that as well as I do.
Boy, do I.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen enough of it over the years. I mean, combined, what have we been doing? Radio for 20, 25 years now?
Well, I've got 9 under my belt.
Yeah, and I've got about 13, so we're about right in there. So here's the deal. We need to raise some funds here, operational funds for the next, 5 weeks. And if we reach our goal, we're about 26 to 27 grand in the hole right now. That'll put us even with the board and the structure that we have in this network right now. As I said, we'll never have to ask you guys out there for another penny. But here's the deal. We're in a little emergency situation here, and we've got to move quickly with this. So it's not about $1 or $5. I don't want to discourage people. If that's all you got, we could certainly use it. But I'm talking to the people out there that have the wherewithal that they can cough up. Let's put your money where your mouth is. Chris, I don't think there's any doubt that our conviction is honest and forthright.
Yeah.
Let's ask that same of the listeners that are able to today. And I'm talking donations of $1,000 if you can afford it, or even more. I don't know. Did you just come in with some money and a relative die? Maybe you don't have any children or what? Maybe you've got a large bank account. You know, don't stop at $1,000. If you can afford it, we could certainly put those funds to use and expand operations even quicker. But for folks that can give $1,000 or $500 or $250, folks, we're asking you. I'm not going to beg and plead because this is for you. This network is not for my aggrandizement, not my ego, and certainly not to be getting rich off of. This network is for you and those yet to come that need to be informed.
Yeah, let's continue talking about this as we wrap up this hour because this is vital.
Thank you, Chris.
As I've just come on the network, we don't want it to shut down, do we, listeners? We'll be back to continue and wrap this up with John Stadmiller and today, and then his broadcast will follow immediately. Stay with us. Okay, listeners, as we wrap up this broadcast, certainly the Congressional Record states it. They want an ultimate direction where the total world is disarmed, including you and me. And this is why we have to continue with this network. There isn't another network out there that is going to be doing what this network is doing.
And, Chris, we're only getting started.
Well, isn't that amazing?
Well, I've had some discussions recently with people involved in the network, and you know, I told them they're getting real nervous about things that are going on out there right now. We're seeing the Patriot Act being voted in and
expanded.
Yeah, expanded. We're seeing CAFTA. That's going to have a vote either today or tomorrow if they haven't already passed it.
Right.
There's a lot of things going on right now, and a lot of people are getting antsy. And I said, look, you need to calm down. Here's the reason. I do not sell the American people short, nor do I sell the truth short. People armed with the truth, it's amazing what happens. And what's going to happen as we expand and get into more markets and open up more minds and hearts, the people that are going to be necessary to help restore this country back to its original republic are going to become available. But they have yet to hear the message. That's what we're here for. And I don't know about you, Chris Gerner, but I'm not going to be retiring. If I live to be 90 years old, I'm going to still be doing this. I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm not going to rest on my laurels. So, folks, I'm asking you to make an investment in yourself, your children, your neighbors, your friends and neighbors. No, not the ones you've already talked to and said you were nuts. The other ones out there that we have yet to reach. We're asking for your generous donations today. I'm going to give you the number to the network. It's simply 800-724-2719. Now, you're scrambling around right now going, okay, I've got to make my pledge. All right. Now that you're ready to write, 800-724-2719. The website, rbnlive.com. Go up to the website, rbnlive.com, and on the right-hand side, right on the main page, is a donation button. You hit that. It'll take you into PayPal. We can schedule out. If you want to do a monthly donation, hey, that's fine. You want to do a one-time shot, that's fine. But we're asking you folks, for the sake of not only this network, that's small in comparison. When you think about what has happened to this country and where it is, the state it's in right now, that's technology. That's just a few people running this thing here. But the ultimate goal is to expand and be a part of the restoration of this once great country. And that's my commitment. There's no sacrifice here, Chris. You don't have sacrifice if your commitment is great enough.
Well stated, and I feel the same way. There is nothing more important to do than I feel than to do this.
Well, let's give people the address if you want to just drop a check or a money order or FRNs wrapped in foil. That's fine. Let me give you the address. And again, oh, that's right. You put down that pen or a piece of paper. Pick it back up. Here it is. It's RBN. All you have to do is simply address it, Republic Broadcasting Network, or RBN. And that's 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, that's two words. Yes, we actually do have a Round Rock. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The toll-free number again, and folks, don't put it off. Please call 800-724-2719. Filling in for me, Mr. Gerner, next 2 hours is going to be Scott Horton filling in on the National Intel Report with a very interesting guest today.
Well, thank you, John. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Gruner, and God bless you.
My privilege to be with you. And that's it, listeners. Stay tuned. You heard it. I'll be back tomorrow at the same time slot, 2 to 4 Central Time. God bless you all. Thank you.